This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military announced a tactical pause on Sunday in a daytime fighting around a critical aid route in Gaza. Plan falls short of a total ceasefire outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden.
From 5 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon and until further notice, the pause aims to grant safe passage of aid trucks bringing much-needed supplies to Gaza. Welcome news to aid groups struggling for months to deliver life-saving supplies. Deputy Executive Director of the UN World Food Program, Carl Scow.
Here we have really a protection disaster and a water and sanitation catastrophe. People are camping on the streets, on the beach, at best with some piece of shelter. But we were driving through rivers of sewage.
Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's two-day weekend summit at a Swiss alpine resort aimed to find a consensus on how to end the war in Ukraine. Many Western leaders voiced condemnation of Russia's invasion and rejected President Vladimir Putin's demands for parts of Ukraine as a condition for peace. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
A draft of the final declaration seen by Reuters refers to Russia's invasion as a war, a label Moscow rejects. It calls for Ukraine's control over the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and its Azov seaports to be restored and for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be respected. But in line with the conference's more modest stated aims, it omitted tougher issues on what a post-war settlement for Ukraine might look like and whether Ukraine could join the NATO alliance. The Kremlin did not rule out future talks with Kyiv, but said guarantees will be needed to ensure the credibility of any negotiations. Whether there will be a follow-up to the summit and where it will be held remained unclear.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. This is VOA News. A Chinese vessel and a Philippine supply ship collided near the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea Monday. That's according to China's Coast Guard. The Coast Guard said that a Philippine supply ship entered waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, a submerged reef in the Spratly Islands that's part of territory claimed by several nations. Chinese Coast Guard said in a statement, the social media platform WeChat, the Philippine supply ship, ignored China's repeated solemn warnings and dangerously approached a Chinese vessel in normal navigation in an unprofessional manner, resulting in a collision. Over a dozen Jordanians have died from sunstroke during the Hajj pilgrimage, according to Jordan's media. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Masses of pilgrims have embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia under the soaring summer heat. The ritual marks the final days of the Hajj, or Islamic pilgrimage, and the start of Eid al-Adha, a celebration for Muslims around the world. The pilgrimage has not been an easy one for the over 1 million Muslims who have had to tolerate the intense heat. While several dozen Jordanians died from too much exposure to the sun, Saudi's foreign ministry has said that over 2,700 pilgrims suffered from sunstroke and heat stress on one day alone. I'm Karen Shamas.
And again, Muslims and across Iraq marked the beginning of Eid al-Adha on Sunday. It is one of Islam's two main festivals, marking the climax of the annual Hajj pilgrimage, when Muslims slaughter animals, often distributing meat to the poor. But high prices this year are now meaning fewer families are able to afford livestock for sacrifice. One trader said prices for sheep are ranging from $400 to $750. With less than 3 weeks until UK election day, the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is running out of time to change the ominous tune for his Conservative Party. Sunak, who in recent days traveled to a Group of Seven summit and a Swiss conference on the Ukraine war, has been dogged by questions about whether voters are about to bring his time to in office to an abrupt end on July 4th. Polls continue to give the left-of-center opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer a double-digit lead over Sunak's Conservatives, who've been in power for 14 years under five different prime ministers. Singapore authorities say that a dredger boat reported a sudden loss in engine and steering control before it hit a cargo tanker last week, causing the oil spill that has blackened part of the city, island's southern shore. The Netherlands-flagged dredger Vox Maxima struck the Singaporean fuel supply ship Marine Honor on Friday. It ruptured one of the cargo tanks on the Marine Honor. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.